with this KLEM Sports Update for this Tuesday, April 2nd. I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Versteng. Yesterday, the Lamar's Community Girls Soccer Team got their 2024 season off to a start in competition, but their soccer season got off to an unimaginable start before they even stepped onto the pitch following the unexpected death of their head coach, Nikki Green. Yesterday, the Bulldogs opened their season with a 5-4 overtime win at home over Sergeant Bluff Luton. Kayla Copeman had to take over the Bulldog program following Green's passing. She says the girls have shown some toughness over the last couple of weeks in continuing to come to practice and put forth their work.
This team is resilient, I'll say that much. They've overcome a lot of adversity these first 2 weeks, but I will say they've come every day. They've done it together. We kind of have a motto of we're going day by day this year. And these girls, I mean, they were ready to go tonight. The weather was kind of junky, and they still, I mean, they were dead set on playing this game, and I think they wanted to come out and see what they could do as well.
Zoe Wickup is one of many senior leaders on the roster for the Bulldogs. She says the players have grown closer and become more like a family these last couple of weeks.
I think we're all really sticking together and we're all there for each other. If anyone's feeling down, we always have like a teammate open. Kayla Koopman did a great job as bringing us together, and Gabe Davis stepped in along with Zach Davis. And we've kind of built a family and we're all there for each other.
Wickup says all that lead up, plus some changes to positions for her teammates, led to some first game jitters to start the season.
I think we were all a little nervous. We had the first game jitters, and I thought we played pretty well. We have a lot of things to work on, but it was our first game, so we're getting a feel for it. Everybody's trying new positions out too, so we're going to find pieces or where to put players for good pieces to attack and move forward.
And it was quite the first game for both teams, as both squads ended up with their fair share of opportunities to score, obviously 9 combined goals. The Bulldogs started the game off with a Sarah Brown goal that was followed by 2 Warrior goals, giving Sergeant Bluff Luton a 2-1 advantage. Zoe Wickup ended the first half with a goal to tie things up at the break, but then Sergeant Bluff Luton started the second half with 2 more goals in the first 16 minutes, and it was looking rough for the Bulldogs late in the game. But with 14 minutes to go in the second half, Grace Finoglu found the back of the net to make it a 1-goal contest. Coach Copeman says it was important to have multiple players who could score.
We love to see the goals be spread out, and I know we're all about trying to keep spacing this year and passing it and getting as many girls involved as we can, because that, you know, I mean, every team scouts, and they know Zoe's our main goal leader, and so if we can get other girls scoring, that's just going to take some pressure off her back too.
But still, 1 goal needed to be made up, and as the game was winding down, it looked like Lamar's was not going to be able to find the equalizer, but that changed when they had a late push with about 20 seconds left. The Bulldogs got on a run at the net that ended up seeing Wickup possess the ball in the box. A Warrior tackle came in hard and penalized Wickup, giving her an opportunity to tie the game with a penalty kick with just 5 seconds left on the clock. Wickup had been dealing with cramping throughout the game prior, and it got worse after the tackle, but she pushed through to get the match to extra time.
I was just hoping my Cavs had a few more seconds left in them, and they did. And then I got the foul, and I didn't know if I was going to be able to take the PK because I couldn't straighten my legs, and then I did. And I was going to go bottom left, but then I did a hesitation, went bottom right. And then that kind of gave us energy to just, let's just finish this, and then that's what we did.
In overtime, it was Wickup again with the ball on a breakaway going uncontested at the keeper. Using prior experience in the game of missing an opportunity like this, Wickup made an adjustment, and it allowed her to score the game-winning golden goal 3 minutes into overtime.
The first couple of times I did have some one-on-ones, I kind of kicked it to the keeper, my calves cramped. This time I said, well, I'm just going to take an extra touch and get around her, and that's what I did. I cut right, and then I just had an open goal.
Even while dealing with cramping and everything else, Wickup stayed on the pitch for the entire match. Coach Koopman says she continues to show her toughness every time she's on the field.
She's one of the toughest kids I've ever seen. I've never seen someone work as hard as she does in an entire soccer match. I mean, she is going for 80 straight minutes. So cramping has been an issue for her last season, and clearly we saw it again tonight. We'll have to work through a few things to try to get her a little bit more break time throughout the game. But, you know, she's a competitor, so she's not just going to let stuff go. She's going to be wherever that ball is and do what she can to help her teammates.
The Bulldogs get 2024 off to a 1-0 start, but we're far from perfect. Due to some players in new spots, the defense gave up its fair share of prime scoring opportunities. Coach Koopman says that will be the main thing that needs addressing before a busy end to the week.
Just kind of keeping the lineup and keeping them kind of where we want them to keep people offside or onsides. And just, you know, we don't always have to steal the ball, but we just need to be keeping them in front and making sure we're all covering if somebody does get beat, helping our goalies out, and just kind of having that instinct to anticipate passes as well.
And the Bulldogs have to play two games to end the week on back-to-back days. They go to Okoboji on Thursday for a matchup with Spirit Lake Park Okoboji, and they'll end the week on Friday at home against the Sioux Center Warriors. Again, that was a 5-4 win for the Bulldogs in overtime to start the 2024 season. On the boys' side of that matchup down in Sergeant Bluff, it was a scoreless tie heading into overtime. But the Bulldogs gave up a goal early in the second overtime period, and Sergeant Bluff Luton comes away with a 1-0 win, sending Lamar's to an 0-1 record to start the year. But defense definitely going to be the name of the game on the boys' side for the Bulldog boys soccer program. You can check out those scores and results or hear comments once again from Kayla Koopman and Zoe Wickup. They're on our website at KLEM1410.com. We take a look now at the sports schedule for today, and it is jam-packed with spring sports. Of course, again, weather permitting. Still a little wet out there, so we'll see how that impacts things. It's already impacted the golf schedule. We'll get to that first. In Warrigal Conference Golf, the season opener scheduled for some teams today, but unfortunately the weather postponing a couple. Galen Catholic at Akron Westfield, that has now been postponed to Friday, and Remsen St. Mary's duel at MMCRU, that has also been postponed to Friday, April 5th. Still on the docket for today as of now. If anything changes, you can check out our Twitter page, KLEM Sports on Twitter. Wes Sue at Hinton at Deer Run Golf Course, that is still on schedule this today. Harris Lake Park at Hartley Melvin Sanborn, also on schedule in Warrigal Conference Golf. In the Western Valley Conference, West Monona and OABCIG are at MVAOCOU for a triangular. And in the MRAC in girls golf, East North and Helan are at Sergeant Bluff Luton. Now to the tennis schedule and girls tennis action. Sergeant Bluff Luton is at Lamar's, the Bulldog girls tennis team, with their home and season opener today. Glenwood is at Sioux City East, South Sioux City's at Sioux City West, and St. Albert's at Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln. Boys tennis, the Bulldogs boys head to Sergeant Bluff to take on the Warriors of Sergeant Bluff Luton. A couple of teams who had 9-0 wins to start the year. Sioux City West is at Bishop Heelan, Sioux City East is at Sioux City North, and St. Albert is at Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln. It is a full slate on the track today in boys and girls track and field around the area. Kingsley Pearson, Woodbury, Central River Valley girls track. They are in Holstein at the Ridgeview meet. Lamar's Community and Hinton head to Sergeant Bluff for a meet hosted by Sergeant Bluff Luton. Galen Catholic heads up to Orange City for a track meet at MOC Floyd Valley, the Dutch Relays. And MMCRU's got a meet tonight in Marcus. The Royals hosting Remsen St. Mary's, as well as Akron Westfield and the Kingsley Pearson, Woodbury, Central River Valley boys, amongst other programs as well. Finally, no soccer teams in the area competing, but MRAC soccer schedule looks like this. In girls action, Sioux City North's at Sioux City East, Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln's at Bishop Heelan, and Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson's at Sioux City West. And in boys soccer in the MRAC, it's the reverse. West is at Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson, East is at North, and Bishop Heelan is at Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln. For more sports news, be sure to check out our website, KLEM1410.com, or better yet, follow us on Twitter for up-to-date sports news, where we are at KLEM Sports on Twitter. This has been your Tuesday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteeg.